all about young children, social-emotional development, expression and regulation of emotion at around 48 months of age. Expression and regulation of emotion. Examples of children communicating about and managing their feelings and behavior at around 48 months.
And then one for salad.
In the first clip, a child is selecting salad food items from bowls on a table where a teacher is seated. The teacher asks the child what she wants. The child gives a coin for each item she selects. The teacher helps the child serve herself. When the child keeps taking spoonfuls of dressing, the teacher tells her they have to save some for the other children. The child finishes and moves away with her salad. Another child, who was waiting in line, steps up to the table to select salad items. In the second clip, two boys are running around a stack of large blocks. One child stops to pick up a block and puts it on top of the high stack. The child says, "Taller, taller." A nearby teacher who is supervising the play comments that the stack is really tall. Meanwhile, the child picks up another block and starts to place it on top of the stack. The teacher says, "Remember, where's your shoulders?" In response, the child puts the block on a lower part of the structure and says, "Down." Then the child takes the other block he had stacked on top and places it on a lower part of the structure. The second child momentarily holds a toy figure on top of the stack and pulls it away. The first child takes two more blocks off the top, and the teacher comments, "There we go." The first child then stands next to the stack of blocks, looks at whether the stack comes up to his shoulders, and, apparently satisfied that it does, claps his hands together. In the third clip, a girl is playing with a doll, blanket, and two small chairs. A boy and a teacher come up to her, and the teacher tells the girl that the boy, Devin, has something to ask her. Devin asks the girl about a crystal. The girl responds that she hid it. Devin asks where. The girl says that it's in the sand. When the teacher repeats what the girl said, Devin covers his ears. The teacher suggests to Devin that he might be able to find another one. Devin makes a noise that conveys frustration. He then says, "Okay, if we could find one outside." Devin and the teacher leave the situation together. Parent discussion of children's expression and regulation of emotion at around 48 months.
My house, I usually just, you know, have him the freedom to do what he wants to do. But in a certain thing, like, you know, putting on the salad dressing, you know, it's just hard because they like to help out. They want to do the adult chore. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to, okay, I want to do more, I want to add more. And it's end up, it's just like, oh, I don't know if I can eat it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a real, you know, experience, like what happens in the family as well.
My boys, they always want to be my helper. They always will help me. Whatever you do, they want to try it. So for the first one, for the little girl, add a little bit too much salad dressing mm-hmm. on the salad. I usually just let my kids try it. Try a little bit first. If you mm-hmm. like it, you can give yourself more. If you don't like it, then don't waste it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't want them to say, you don't... Just let them try it and waste mm-hmm. it. Sometimes mm-hmm. I feel bad, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the second one is that the boy was building a toy with a kite foot a little bit over the level. Mm-hmm. So after the teacher remind him and he changed his mind and take it down and really like that. Because my boys, I see these pictures every day. I'm serious. Yeah, ask them, say, don't do that. They do it. Ask them, stop. Uh-huh. They keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so even though I've been trying very hard to have a good relationship with my boys, yeah, But sometimes I just have it.
That's true.
That's yeah. Doesn't just don't stack the chair on the other chair. Don't do that. But they just want to try it. They want to see what's going to happen.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One thing I noticed, you know, in school, they really learn, really listen to their teachers.
I think, as you just said, I see that Braulio behaves better with the teachers, but I think that's because, you know, you have emotion with them, so it's kind of hard. When I see him crying, sometimes I'm like, oh, poor little boy. You know, I'm like kind of like dealing with my feelings, like, am I being very strict? And that's the question that I have. Am I being very strict that I'm not allowing him to? I'm kind of afraid to damage his self-esteem. You know, I'm always like, am I like being so harsh that I'm going to hurt his self-esteem? Or am I being very easy that he's not going to know what are the limits and he's going to be, as an adult, a person who, like the example they were putting, you know, like, I don't care if I waste food, you know, no, that he cares. He cares about the world and he cares about himself too. So that's, I think, my conflict. And I try to put limits, but it is hard. Sometimes it's hard. And I see he has a lot of energy and he's very creative and but sometimes he likes to push his button and you can see in his eyes he's like looking at you and seeing how you respond. It's like, how can this boy at that age can be, you know, they know and they are very like on your head, they're like kind of smart. Laughing and you and me and I get like mad, you know, like you're doing on purpose, like you're
testing how I
and they really they like when you get all excited and screaming
testing
and, testing
because it is kind of about getting to know you. It is getting to know what makes you upset. How do you act when you're upset? This was a limit last week. Is it still a limit today?
Sometimes when the kids react, we kind of like have a self-check. It's a mirror, because they don't know anything. Everything that they learn, they behave, they learn from the adult. So a lot of time when I see my son doing something wrong, I said, what did I ever do this? I have to like watch for my behavior so that he will behave better. So sometimes it's hard to control
in your behavior. Sometimes I'm like, am I being strong enough? Am I asking too much for my kid what I cannot do myself? You know, am I being like this parent who wants him to do and be perfect when I want a chocolate and I go and grab it? You know, when I shouldn't be eating it? Like things like that, you know, should I want him so perfect?
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.